Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Today's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about niche selection, not just from a high-ticket dropshipping standpoint, but actually from a business model standpoint. Because when it comes to niches, you're talking about a specific audience, right? So it doesn't necessarily mean the product. It actually means the market that purchases that product. And when you're looking at some niches, especially hobby-based niches, niches that are based around a certain passion, you can actually monetize those niches in many different ways. And it's really interesting and really exciting. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit right now. But first of all, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, definitely get our free niches list for high-ticket dropshipping, specifically with profitable high-ticket dropshipping products at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. All right, with that being said, let's get into it. So business models that are online can be high ticket dropshipping, be like low ticket dropshipping, branded e-commerce products, print on demand. You can do membership sites, online courses. You could do coaching, consulting, that kind of stuff. You can do SaaS companies. SaaS stands for software as a service. You can do any kind of software for that matter. You can build apps. You can build Shopify themes. You can do blueprints. You can sell all sorts of different digital products, music. You can sell tons of different things online, right? So there's many different business models to choose from. There's also affiliate marketing. There's that whole spectrum as well. So when it comes to passion-based markets, niches based around the passion, let's just use hunting as an example. People that love hunting, they go out in the hunting season and they hunt game, and they might even, if they have a lot of money, go far off countries like Africa to game reserves and hunt game in those reserves. Those people are really passionate. They'll have a lot of disposable income and they love to spend it on the things that they love to do. Okay, so what makes these specific niche markets so profitable is that you're dealing with people that want the products really badly because it serves a passion in their life. They don't just need it, but they want it. And it's that want that really gets people to buy. So serving wants, not just needs, is actually really profitable online. And you can do it in multiple ways. So let's talk about hunting and give some examples. So as far as a high ticket product would go with hunting, if you were to walk into any like Cabela's or Dick's Sporting Goods and go to their hunting section, you'll be able to see all the different products that are available. We're talking not just guns, but we're talking like bow and arrows, like crossbows, like different types of gear that you have to wear, maybe some GPS devices, things you have to take with you. Hunters will know better than I do because I'm not actually a hunter myself, but I'm just using this as an example. Any product that's over $200 is a high ticket product in the hunting niche. So you could start a niche website around hunting and sell high ticket products in that store. And then since it's the hunting niche you're serving, there's actually way more ways you can monetize beyond just that. You could start a separate blog just about hunting, and then you can monetize that blog with affiliate marketing. You could even drive links back to your high ticket dropshipping store on that blog. I wouldn't recommend mixing multiple monetization methods within the same website because it can kind of confuse your customers and send traffic away. Especially with high ticket dropshipping, you want to have your website based around those products that you sell. You want to basically funnel people down into the checkout and get them to place their order with you. Okay, so don't try to do affiliate marketing on the same website you're doing high ticket dropshipping on, but you can do a separate branded blog based around the keywords in that niche so that you get free organic traffic from Google search results, and you can monetize it with affiliate offers in your niche. And like I said, drive traffic back to your high ticket dropshipping site even too. So there's that, and usually an example in the hunting niche, and if you found that the crossbows happen to be, $500 or something like that on average, and you wanted to do affiliate marketing blog, you look up the keyword best crossbows and see how much search volume that has online, and then build a website just around that keyword, bestcrossbows.com or something like that, or top10bestcrossbows.com, and then have a really long article, 2,000 to 5,000 word article, buying guide, a top 10 product list, products from amazon.com, monetize with Amazon. That whole method works really good. And so that's one way you could do it. Another way you can monetize that niche is with a membership site. You could actually teach how to go hunting to people that are beginners, like how to start hunting and how to become a hunter and the gear you'll need and all that stuff. You know, and membership sites are interesting because they're basically built around communities. And so what you do usually is you start a YouTube channel or a podcast or something like that. So you start making free content. You just start talking about hunting with your friends, or maybe even just talking by yourself about it a lot if you don't mind doing that. Like I do a lot with this podcast. And when you've started that, you'll start generating a community just through those free channels. You get subscribers and stuff like that. And then you can build a membership site using any number of membership site. And there's a lot of different hosting membership site platforms available now. There's Teachable, Kajabi, ClickFunnels. You can even use Shopify. You can use WordPress has a lot of different things. So there's many different ways to do it. I use and recommend Teachable. And if you're interested in signing up for a free Teachable store, you can do it at ecommerceparadise.com/teachable. That's our referral link, and you'll get a free Teachable account. Teachable is cool. I use it for the High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass because it's really easy to use. And the platform is easy. They upload videos, put text, all that stuff. They do everything for you. They manage the back end, and they make sure the website's up all the time and stuff like that. So it makes the process really easy. And yeah, you can actually start a membership site for free on there. They will take a fee, but it's free, right? So that's great. So yeah, anyway, what you do, the business model behind that is that you would have like a free trial kind of thing. You set up like a free course and you funnel people from YouTube. You say, hey, sign up for my free course on hunting. You funnel them into your free course. You establish that email list because you're capturing that email list for members of the free course. And then you have a bigger course that's way more in depth and stuff like that. And in the free course, you're going to talk about all the different reasons why people would want to sign up for the main course, right? And talk about how the main course can benefit them. And they sign up for that main course. And the main course can be like a monthly program where you provide ongoing content on a monthly basis for like $29 a month or something like that, or $39 a month. You know, that's pretty common. Or you can just do it as a big main, you know, course, like a masterclass, charge like, you know, $200, $300, $400, $500 for it, whatever. It really depends on the niche. And you got to just research the market, see what else is out there, see if anybody else is doing a course and what they're charging for and what their offer is, that kind of stuff. But anyway, so, you know, that's one thing, a couple of different things there. I don't know about like a SaaS company you can do for hunting, but maybe like, for instance, with the GPS technology, you know, there's software behind that. So if you're an IT professional or you understand software really good and you're a hunter at the same time, then it's really good to, you know, for you to probably get into maybe starting some kind of a SaaS company or starting some kind of software company behind hunting. Because I usually tell people, and this is the reason why I'm saying this, is because the best trifecta of choosing the best business model for you, not just the best niche, but the best business model as well, is number one, profitability. Establishing that there is a problem that people need solved and they're willing to pay for it. And the best way to do that is just see if there's already a solution out there for that problem. You know, basically to see if there's competitors out there already. So you just research it like you were a consumer, like you had that problem. And if there's a solution already being offered out there and it's got like reviews, you know, and it's obviously got people that are signing up for it, then that's a great sign that it's a profitable niche. If there's nothing out there for it yet, then that's a bad sign. That means either number one, it's not quite ready for it yet. The industry isn't ready for the solution. You know, maybe consumers aren't really problem or solution aware yet or something like that, or there's just not quite the need for it, maybe. So you'll want to then go down a different process of creating a community and surveying them and creating a beta test and you know, doing kind of a pre-launch Kickstarter to see if it actually works and it's profitable. But anyway, once you determine the profitability factor, next you want to make sure it's something that you're actually passionate about, because that's really important. Any business that you make, you want to be the man that is running it or the woman that is running it like crazy. You got to be the leader in your business, and you have to be the one that is just like fully committed to it every single day, day in, day out. Yeah, sure, you're going to take days off, but man, you're still thinking about your business. You're still making content. You're still doing this. You're still doing that. You're still planning things out. You're talking with your friends about it. You're passionate about it, okay? And that's what true passion is. It's this burning desire To create a solution for people to have a problem, okay, to serve a market and to help people on a wider basis, okay? So that's what passion is. So make sure that it's a niche that you're passionate about, a business model that you're passionate about. And the third thing is that you have prior skill sets. And this is where having a history or a background in that niche matters a lot. If you are not a hunter and you're thinking about getting into the hunting niche, it's going to be difficult for you because you're not going to have an understanding of that target market and their needs, their desires, and their problems. And so you're not going to understand how to talk to them. You're not going to understand the products as well. Everything is going to be very difficult for you. So it's a really good idea to choose a niche in any business you choose, specifically for high-ticket dropshipping. Choose a product that you already have some experience with. And not to say that you absolutely have to do this. Like, you can learn about any product out there, sure, if you want to learn about it. But you're not going to have a super profitable business until you're willing to at least learn or become the number one knowledgeable expert and the person who's always serving people the best in that niche market, okay? So keep that in mind and definitely, understand that once you find that trifecta of profitability, passion, and skill set, you will find the best niche and the best business model for you. So definitely keep that in mind, guys, and get into my free niches list, ecommerceparadise.com/niches, and good luck with niche selection and starting your business. And I'll talk to you out there.